loving. Do you want the spoiler? Or?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard and...
I don't know. I heard Kingsguard and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? Like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour number 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I want to remind you that every Wednesday we are giving away free window tinting courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. All you got to do is head to fanrunradio.com/tint, T-I-N-T, and register, and you can win free window tinting courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. It's that simple. fanrunradio.com/tint. To register for free window tinting. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got, Cody Mack?
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Eli Manning went undercover at Penn State as a walk-on Chad Powers. And people seem to be enjoying this.
He didn't uncover anything bad, did he?
No, yeah. You don't want to be undercover at Penn State. That's kind of a dangerous place to be. No. I think he was just going as a... He basically had this long hair and did something to his face and had like kind of a nose job, had a big mustache, and
nobody was like, "Hey, people, you seem way too old to be a player."
He went and looked just kind of goofy as he was just disguising himself as a walk-on, Chad Powers. Anyway, it's one of those stories that's not really good for the radio. You just have to see the video.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see where the rest of headlines go, if that's where we started.
Okay. Well, here's one for you. How about an opponent-adjusted EPA play?
Don't want to see it.
What's that?
Don't want to know about it. Titans dead last.
No. This is for college.
Oh, phew. Okay, because I saw one for the Titans. The Titans are dead last.
This basically shows you the teams that are the best. It's a four-part square.
Yeah.
This is another thing that visually would be better.
Tell me who the good teams are.
It's a four-part square that shows these are the teams that have...
You want to be in the top right. Top right means good offense, good defense.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Whereas top left
will
means...
good defense, bad offense.
Right.
Bottom left will be bad.
That's the worst spot. Bad offense and bad defense.
Bottom right will be good offense, bad defense.
There you go. Thanks for helping me out. So, yes, you want to be in the...
I did all that without even seeing it.
You want to be in the top right corner.
It's impressive, right? I didn't even see it.
The best team in college football...
Tennessee Volunteers.
As you can imagine...
Alabama.
With the best offense and defense, Georgia.
Number 2, the Tennessee Volunteers.
Number 2, it's kind of a tie between, like, Michigan, USC, Ohio State.
All teams look pretty good.
But then, right there, nipping at their heels... Tennessee Volunteers.
Wow.
We might be.
It really sucks that Georgia's in our division.
Yeah, it does.
It really sucks that they're in our division.
According to the numbers, if you believe in this kind of
stuff. I do. Now, I think that in college football, it's easier to skew those numbers because there are so many like games against non-good teams.
Sure.
We need to do some. You know, let's see how we do against Florida. Are you happy we play Georgia on the road this year?
Nope.
And Alabama at home, or would you rather switch it?
No, actually, I'd rather have it the way it is because I think we might have a chance to beat Alabama. We're not going to beat Georgia.
The Alabama game.
And that's fine.
The Alabama game seems more important to us.
Yeah, and if we win it, we might make the playoff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm penciling in the Georgia loss. That's fine. They're really good. They're the best team in the country.
Because if we had it switched, it would probably be like, we're not going to beat Georgia anywhere, and then we're not beating Alabama at Alabama.
Right. That's exactly. Exactly what I was thinking there.
What if it's a top five matchup?
Oh, if we beat Alabama, I'm going to...
What if it's a top five matchup?
And then we come back for another top five matchup against Kentucky and lose. There's a new flavor of potato chip on the market.
Do we need more flavors of potato chips? I feel like we got
enough. Well, you might like this one.
I feel like we got enough options as it is.
You might like this one.
I feel like we got enough.
It's... You have to be 18 plus to buy the chips. It's an adult only chip. But guess what it's flavored like?
Weed.
Nope.
Cocaine.
No.
Liquor. Jack Daniels.
A woman's vagina.
This come from Gwyneth Paltrow's company?
It's a Lithuanian company, actually, called Chaz. And they have now released, lady part flavored potato chips. Someone said, but they already had salt and vinegar. Someone else said, my favorite new finger food. Okay. All right, that's enough. The 2023 SEC schedule will be released tonight.
For football?
Football, yep. They're just wedging that in right in the middle of football season.
Are they going to, like, surprise everybody? Here's Texas and Oklahoma.
I don't know.
That would be wild.
I don't think so.
Surprise! Texas and Oklahoma are here.
A Raiders fan is being investigated by the Vegas police for allegedly slapping Kyler Murray.
Did you see this video?
Yeah, I did. He's hilarious.
Kyler can't go over there without a helmet on, though. Like, you're just asking for trouble.
Well, and you're asking for, when you have a face that's as slappable as Kyler Murray's, I don't feel like the guy should be charged. A Raiders fan hit him in his stupid face. He's becoming my least favorite player.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. I do not like his face.
That's fun. I'm not a huge Kyler fan.
Someone asked Josh Heupel if, looking at Florida, he was worried about the mental hurdle. You know, the mental part of it, it's Florida, the spooky part. He said, I don't believe in that. Each week, day, and season is different.
Okay.
A 53...
Whoa!
A 53-year-old Arkansas fan was arrested after reportedly biting a man's nose in a parking garage near the Razorback Stadium after the Hogs went against Missouri State Saturday. Apparently, the man was charged with terroristic threatening and third-degree battery for ripping the flesh off of another man's nose.
Yeah, he was the COO of Beyond Meat, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just say that?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't say that part. Okay. But yeah, he was. He was the chief operating officer.
I feel like if you're a COO of Beyond Meat, A, you can't be biting people's noses off because that's real meat.
It's a little bit cannibalistic.
Yeah, it's real meat. Now I'm wondering what's in your Beyond Meat, but also, like, got a lot to lose there.
Well, maybe it does fit the brand if he's I like Beyond Meat.
But
I like,
a nose is real meat.
But it's Beyond Meat.
No, it's not. It's meat. It well, is meat.
Skin too. He's biting the skin.
It's meat.
I like Beyond Meat.
No.
Well, anyway, wonder if he'll lose his job.
I don't know. I would imagine.
It's a little crazy. A little bit of a crazy thing to do, don't you think? A little bit.
Yeah.
A Seattle cop was suspended after she posted a TikTok video of her telling motorists to, quote, get the bleep out of her way if she's driving behind you.
Who's this?
You see this woman?
She lost her job, you said?
The cop in Seattle.
Oh.
She was this blonde, kind of attractive, and she posted a video of...
She could arrest you
like,
any day.
She's like, I'm a cop. If you're in my way, I'm going to... You just get the out of my way, and I'll run over you or whatever. I'll find a way to pull you over. Like, anyway, they suspended her. She was on TikTok being cocky.
I didn't see her as a blonde. I thought she was dark
yet. No, she's blonde.
Okay, I didn't watch the video.
She's definitely blonde.
Didn't watch the video.
The Bucks are signing Cole Beasley.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
They have a Scotty Miller at home already.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Subban retires from the NHL.
It seems a little surprising, right? Or no? Is he not any good anymore, I guess?
Yeah, he's 33. He's getting pretty old.
Yeah. I didn't know how old that was in hockey years.
BYU thanked Oregon for their apology. We never talked about that, did we?
No.
Basically, Oregon fans were chanting bad stuff to BYU.
Like,
correct.
Anti Mormons.
Yeah, against their religion or whatever.
That's funny.
It would have to be tough to be Mormon, right? Like, everyone just makes fun of you.
Yeah, it's a fake religion.
No, mean, to them, it's not.
It doesn't matter what they believe. It's a stupid belief.
It would matter what you believe. To be the one that everyone makes fun of, like, there's a chance that all these religions are made up, though, is what I'm saying. Like,
well,
we all just come together to make fun of the Mormons' religion? I mean,
that's another argument. But this is an actual guy that people know, this Joseph Smith.
I understand. I don't take Mormonism seriously.
It's about
either,
like being a Scientologist.
We don't make fun of Scientologists, really.
Yeah, we do.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Not really. They don't get ostracized. Tom Cruise has had the biggest movie of all time, or like one of the five biggest movies of all time.
You got to admit, Mormonism's pretty goofy.
I understand. So is Scientology, but like we don't ostracize them.
Whatever happened to just being a Roman Catholic?
Whatever did. Like, we don't mock other people's religion, though, is what I'm saying, for the most part. Not openly. But the Mormons get
just
it.
Behind closed doors.
Well, I'm saying, like, the Mormons get it chanted at games. Like, they wouldn't chant that at Jewish people or Christian people.
Well, they didn't chant anything bad. It was just, let's see what the chant was.
Something like,
it was
the Mormons, right?
It was F the Mormons.
Well, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, it's not mocking the religion.
Yes, it is, kind of. It's not saying it's fake, but it's bleep you. Can you imagine them chanting bleep the Christians?
That would be pretty
funny. At a Liberty game or a Baylor game? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we wouldn't do that.
No, I mean, there's certain standards in America, you know. Most of the people are Christians.
We're
so
pretty respectful over people's religion, unless you're a Muslim or Mormons.
Yeah, or anything besides Christian, basically.
We don't even yell that to the Satanists. We don't say bleep the Satanists.
I'm all about criticizing religion. I love it.
I know. We get it. We get it. We heard you.
Boy, you sound kind of...
Well, we got you.
You sound scared.
We got it. No, we got you. We understand.
You sound concerned. Point proven. You sound worried.
No, I'm not worried. Just point taken. It's not my point. The point is it's the Mormons that have to get it.
Well, they have the silliest one.
Not to them.
I mean, when did Joseph Smith exist?
I mean, I do wonder.
It's one thing, like, Jesus is known to be a great, like, whether you believe in him as the prophet or not, he's a well-respected guy, you know?
If you are
this
Mormon,
Joseph dude.
In the back of your mind, you're like, this is kind of weird. This is how my parents made me do it, and I have to get ostracized and made fun of, and I got three wives now.
Lived
trivia questions,
when?
Ready to go?
Yeah, that was around in the 1800s.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be like saying, like, starting a religion for Lincoln. Lincoln did great things in the 1800s.
Yeah, but
maybe I'd become a Lincolnist.
But think about,
and you'd make fun of
me. Think about 1,000 years from now. All of a sudden, being around in the 1800s doesn't seem that bad. But, well, he's been around for over 1,000 years.
Yeah, but we already had religions.
You got to start somewhere, though.
But we already had Jesus and the Muhammad one, and the Jews by then.
Well,
yeah. Why do we need another one? Well, let's just stick with the big three. I kind of like Buddhism. Okay. I'd kind of like to be a Buddhist. They have good teachings. I have one of those little books that you read.
You get it when you...
They have like their daily things. Well, did I
nothing. Let's go. Let's
what are you going to ask?
Tuesday Trivia coming at you next.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink. Had too much time to think.
All fan-run callers and special guests appear via the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Big Orange Phillies located at 6625 Maynardville Pike in Halls. Pool, darts, karaoke, and live music on the weekends. You can check out the full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com. Delivery available via Grubhub, BigOrangePhillies.com. It's Tuesday trivia time. Let me send out the link. Tuesday trivia
It's the most
time.
Wonderful time of the week.
I'm always impressed that you still have fun playing this.
I love
how
it.
You scored 3 points
it's
last week.
My favorite. That was not last week.
Last
that was the week
10
before.
Last week. Yeah.
I had a good showing last week. I just came up a little short.
18 to 10 is a little bit more than a little. But either way, let's play. Cam, what topics you got for us? I'm going to imagine the first one is general.
You're wrong. That's the second one. No,
damn
first
it.
One is general.
Okay. General?
General. World capitals.
Oh, no.
Which came first? I'm going to give you list three things. You tell me which one came first.
Never the woman when it's Cody, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh!
All right. Then I got NFL leaders. And then I got McDonald's all-time bestsellers.
I mean, really?
That's me.
Really? Really, Cam?
These topics are right up my alley this week.
All right, I'm fighting uphill. Give me General for three.
General for three. All right. Who was the youngest president in U.S. history?
It was JFK, but I'm 95% sure Barack Obama passed him, so I'm going to go with Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is... Sorry, I got to double check. Make sure my website was up to date.
Did you have JFK? Because I'm pretty sure
Obama JFK.
Was... You said you did or didn't?
I did. I'm going to make sure.
It's JFK.
You sure Obama wasn't good at him?
Obama was not. Young.
Are you sure?
Yeah. JFK was 43.
Are we sure Obama wasn't younger than that?
I think he was 45.
He was president 44.
Barack Obama age. Let's see. He was.
JFK
was born
is
in 61, so yeah, he would not have been younger. Okay, damn it. Okay. Rats. All right.
Rats. All right, Cam, give me World Capitals for three.
World Capitals for three. All right. Canada.
What is the capital of all of Canada? That's interesting that it. I want to say it's the capital of the whole continent.
Yep.
The whole country. I want to say it's Montreal, but it might not be. It's, oh boy. It's either Montreal or Toronto. Right? I mean, it wouldn't be Vancouver. Definitely not. That's too far away. It's
only supposed to get 10 seconds.
It's either Toronto or Montreal. And I'm going to go with...
He's out of time.
I'm going to go with Toronto.
Toronto?
It's Montreal.
Is incorrect.
It's Montreal?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I would have been
Ottawa.
Wrong. Okay. At least I would have been wrong either way.
At least I got mine 50-50. At least I had one of the right answers. Let's go with which came first.
All right.
With Cody for three.
All right. Which came first?
You made that joke already.
I'm going to make it every time I pick the category.
All right. Which came first? The iPod Nano? The iPod Touch? Or the iPhone?
There's three of these bad boys?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The iPhone came in 07. The Nano came before that. The Touch. I'm going to go with the Nano.
Nano is correct.
Let's go.
iPod Touch is actually the oldest
That's
of
what
those.
I thought the Touch was 08.
It came out in September of 07, okay. And iPhone was June.
Okay. I remember getting one in senior year of high school, the Touch. So I was like, why didn't I just get the phone? And then I got it stolen, so it didn't even matter. It was all stupid. But I knew the Nano. All right, let's go. 3-0.
Give me which came first for two.
Which came first for two. All right. Which state was admitted to the Union first? Alaska, Alabama, or Delaware?
Delaware.
Delaware is correct.
Give me... McDonald's all-time leaders for three.
McDonald's all-time leaders for three. All right. This side item is the most popular item on the McDonald's menu.
French fries.
French fries is correct.
What? What was that?
Pretty easy question. You should have taken it.
That was for McDonald's for three? Was okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. That was egregious.
Start there.
Give me McDonald's all-time bestsellers for four.
All right, McDonald's all-time bestsellers for four. This breakfast item comes in at number 10 on the McDonald's bestseller list.
I mean, this is their whole menu?
Mm-hmm. Just best-selling of all-time items.
The Egg McMuffin?
Pretty good guess.
The Egg McMuffin is incorrect.
Sausage biscuit.
That came in at number 5. This was the McGriddle.
Mm. That's tough. Give me NFL leaders for three.
NFL leaders for three.
Guess he's not a McDonald's right. expert after
this all. Player is leading the NFL in passing yards.
Okay. Man, this is actually tough. I don't know why I picked this. Jalen Hurts threw for a lot of yards week one and two. Mahomes threw for a lot of yards in week one, didn't throw for a lot of yards in week two. Josh Allen, I mean, he threw for like 250, 300 last night. 300. I'm going to go with, what about Tua? Tua threw for 460 this week, or like 390. Lamar Jackson threw for 460. This is really tough. I'm going to go with
10 seconds.
Lamar.
Lamar
Jackson
is incorrect.
Damn it. Was it Josh Allen?
It is Tua Tagovailoa.
I thought about Tua, but I did not think he threw for that much against the Patriots because they only scored 20 points. Rats.
Okay, what round is this?
You're supposed to keep up with that yourself.
Give me which came first for four.
Which came first for four? All right. You got the Bills, Highmark Stadium, the Superdome, and Arrowhead Stadium.
The Bills Stadium came first.
Bills Stadium came second on that list. Arrowhead was a year before it in 1972.
Give me General for two.
General for two. All right. What is the second planet from the sun?
I mean, for God's sake.
I'm terrible at these. Oh, no. I'm so bad at these. Oh my god. Oh god. Mars.
Mars?
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Would be the fourth planet from the sun.
Are you joking?
I don't know.
It's Venus.
Okay.
It is Venus.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I was thinking, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, but I was like, that's Pedmus.
PEMDAS.
Yeah, I
still alive.
In my mind, I was like, I know Earth is third.
That,
and Mars
that McDonald's fry question has me so mad.
I know that Earth is third and that Mars is behind us. I was like, is Earth first? Which one's first? I can only think of Saturn and Jupiter in my planets. I'm terrible at planets. Damn it.
What, can you tell me the round,
no,
Tim? Please.
Please.
Is this round five?
No.
It's round five, isn't it? It's round five. Okay.
That's embarrassing. But I'm not that embarrassed because I don't know what the solar system.
I mean, if I have to hit a five-pointer, I know which five-pointer I'm going to go for. So I could just go ahead and try to tie.
So bad at planets. Oh, what a joke.
Oh,
you said it was Venus?
Christ.
Mm-hmm. What is the thing?
It's Mercury, Venus,
or
Earth,
what's the thing?
Mars.
My very... elderly aunt, elderly.
Please excuse
mother.
Me. What are you thinking?
Go ahead. You, there's a thing.
My very eager mother.
Anyways, just we'll figure it out later. Go ahead.
I guess, Cam, give me.
You've got 5 seconds, and you don't get a question now.
Okay. Give me world capitals for four.
Ooh. World capitals for four.
Okay.
All right.
Big Daddy.
Portugal.
Lisbon.
Lisbon is correct.
Okay, so it's 6-6.
Yep. Give me general for four.
General for four. All right. Plus or minus one, how many seasons of Modern Family was there?
11.
11? Is correct. It was exactly 11.
Vamos!
Jesus Christ. You stop.
Yeah.
Give me World Capitals for five.
Oof. World Capitals for five. Colombia.
I think his favorite country.
Bogota.
Bogota is correct.
Damn, nice pull. Oh, good get, good get, good get, good get, good get, good get.
All right, so I'm ahead one. This is round. Is this it? Is this round seven?
Mm-hmm. That was a big get. You have put me in a pickle here because.
Well, you put me in a pickle with French fries for 3 points.
Hey, it was on the board. It was like round three. That one came off.
If I'd have got that damn solar system, I'd have been in a much better position right now. Oh, okay. So if I go with the NFL leader for four, but I don't know if I'm going to get it. Then he can get a four for the win. There's no fours.
There's no more
left.
Fours.
I need a five, but I don't think I can get the NFL leader for four. Should I go for the which came first for five?
You do have at least a 33% chance.
I'll probably have six of them on there at that point. General for five. NFL leaders for four. All right. I'm going to go run the NFL leaders for four.
NFL leaders for four. All right.
I feel terrible about it. So I don't want to do it anymore. I want to do which came first for five. Go ahead and give me the NFL leaders.
All right. Name one of two kickers that are leading the league with six field goals made.
One of two kickers have six field goals made.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Suckup.
Ryan Suckup is correct. It's him and Brandon McManus.
Okay, so now it's 14 to 11.
Yes.
Which means...
There are no three-pointers or two-pointers left. You got to get a five.
Which means the difference in score is McDonald's French fries.
Which, if you would have taken the category you wanted first, you would have gotten that layup.
Which, and I also...
If you would have not gone for, this came first for two instead of taking the three-pointer, you would have gotten it.
I also stole Venus for two.
So you're...
But I don't get any steals, I guess, so... So this is really leading toward it. It looks like a bit of screwery this week, but let's see what
it's
we can do.
It's on the same board for everybody.
Let's see what we can do.
You got Cute with a two-pointer instead of a three-pointer. It's bad strategy.
Let's see what we can do. How about you give me a World Capital for six?
He is good at World
Capital. So I could either go General 5.
Sometimes it's Canada. How about you?
I didn't know it was Ottawa.
You got one right above us. You missed that. That was easier than the French fries. That was easier than the French fries. I knew that one. Go ahead.
Which category? I got to hit a five-pointer. That's the only way to win. All the fours are gone. What am I best at? General, first came first.
That's a waste of time right now.
McDonald's. Do I go back to old trusty Ronald?
I think you have a miss in every category.
If you hit another five-pointer, I will tip my hat and say that you deserve victory. Two five-pointers, only 16 points would be pretty sad, but I will tip my hat and say good game, sir. But we need an answer. We're running out of time. We are running out of daylight.
Yep.
Okay, Cam.
Yes.
Tough. Do I go which first came? Because that's only three answers. Like, you have a 33% chance of hitting it.
I think there's going to be more than three.
He said it's three things. He gives you three things.
The beginning.
He said that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I do know McDonald's pretty well.
And General is everything.
You know?
It could be a Rolling Stones question.
Ronald's done a lot for me in life. Cam, give me McDonald's for five.
All right. This item comes at number 8 on the list.
So it's just random.
It's just you gotta know.
It's just a random.
How well do you know it?
All right. Let me work through it.
10 seconds.
No, I'm taking my time.
Right. What are you doing over here? Writing stuff
down? I'm on notepad.
You don't
I'm
get to write
notepad.
Stuff down. No.
What are you talking about?
You don't get to write stuff down on list.
I'm on notepad.
No, we never get to do that. We've never got to do that. We've never.
Okay,
got to do
all right. So I'm going to do it.
I named six TV shows last week with no notepad. So
can
relax.
You stop talking? First of all,
10 seconds.
Okay, so I know Big Mac, Quarter Pounder. I know McMuffin's number 5. I know Nuggets, Fries. Those are all big sellers. This is the number 8 bestseller, and yep. It could be a breakfast item or a.
We need an answer.
And on the menu, Cam, is it? It could be any menu item. Could it be a combination? For instance, like hotcakes and sausage could be the.
We need a menu. We need
technically
an answer.
Yes.
Which one did I miss that was breakfast? Was it the bacon, kidding. Egg, and cheese biscuit? Is I'm that what I missed?
But we got to go. You are taking too long. You get 10 seconds. It's been 25.
Filet-O-Fish.
If it's a Filet-O-Fish, I'm jumping off a bridge into water with fishes. What is it?
Filet-O-Fish is incorrect. Oh, it is the salad. The premium salad is the number 8 bestseller at McDonald's.
I am so mad. I'm so mad. You got French fries. This popular side item at McDonald's. Oh, what could it be? Potato salad? Is there potatoes? Baked beans? What's the popular side item at McDonald's?
That one feels a little not as proud of that trivia win.
You not shouldn't be.
No, I'm not. When you miss a 2-pointer, shout out to Rebecca, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. Okay, so that's it. That doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Does he really get the win? I hit Bogota and Lisbon, Portugal. He misses Venus and gets French fries and he gets a win.
If only you hadn't missed Canada, our neighbors to the north.
I'm so mad.
How do you not
I'm
know?
I'm so angry.
Canada, bro. They're called the Ottawa Senators for a reason. They're the Senators.
When you put it that way, Senators would make you think capital. I just don't think of Ottawa as a great city. I don't.
It's their second largest city.
It's their second largest city, bro. And you know it's Toronto number 1 because you know Toronto's. Yeah. Everyone, I was really, really shocked you went with Toronto as the answer.
I didn't think it was right.
Whenever we were going to say Montreal, I was like, well, at least I can understand why he did that, even though
it's
wrong.
Yeah,
I didn't think. Toronto, how the hell did he come up with that?
I didn't think it was right. I just didn't. I didn't know it.
I would have respected Quebec as a guess more than.
That's a country.
Quebec, Canada's a country.
Or a province, I mean.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
It's like a state.
Okay.
Not a country. Sorry.
Either way, I would have respected that.
I tried
to
correct you, and I was wrong. Yeah, that's always a bad look.
Yeah.
But you were really wrong, though.
Well, almost as wrong as
Quebec's not a city.
Well, I'm just saying I would have respected that more because it sounds
actually,
like
there is Quebec City, though, I think.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It was Quebec City.
Right.
Well, I mean, it was. That's where Kevin Owens is from. That's how. The only things I know about Canada is where my Canadian wrestlers are from.
The fact that I got Venus, I feel like that's a tie.
Well, Venus was a 2-pointer, and you lost by 3.
Yeah, I know what the scoreboard says, but
you lost.
But come on, dude. Come on. Can we agree that was not a 3-point question? That was a 1-point question.
It happens sometimes.
That was a 1-pointer.
It's always an easy one.
It happens
on the
sometimes.
Board.
But I think we can all agree that you picking which came first for 2 instead of McDonald's for 3 was one of the worst bits of strategy I've ever seen. I think we can agree on that, too.
I don't think it was a bad strategy.
It obviously
when there's 3 choices.
Because I got a 3-pointer that was easy that you could have easily had you picked that. It was terrible strategy.
I don't think we knew.
I've started using this.
It was going to be that easy.
I've started using this tower to charge my watch and my phone and everything, and my watch goes dead all the time.
What is this watch? What are you watch guy now?
Doesn't it charge enough?
I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm not setting it on there properly. I don't know.
When did you get an Apple Watch?
2 years ago, bro. You've been gone for a long time.
What is this? You and these technology advancements. And
I wear it to keep track of the time on the show, to know when we need to be out, so I'm breaks.
There's a clock on the computer.
My clock doesn't count down seconds, though. That counts down seconds. It's important to kind of have an idea. Usually got to get out there about like 26:30. If you go to the 7, it's too early. If you get up too early, it messes up the clock, and then we'll play 45 seconds of curve, and it just messes up. So I like to be out at 26:30. And then when I work out, I like to have something in the gym that tells me how long I'm in between sets and such.
Does that one give you your statistics on, like, your sleep and all that?
I don't wear it to sleep. It would, but I don't wear it to sleep. I sleep poorly enough as it is. I don't need a watch on my wrist.
You don't need a watch to tell you that?
Yeah, who the hell sleeps with a watch on their wrist? I think if you wear it to sleep, you're a lunatic.
Well, they have those, like, whoop things that they give you your recovery time and your all those kind of things if you work out. I want to start working out. I haven't worked out in a long time.
Well, I've invited you to come whenever you want.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You have never once invited me to come work out with
yes,
you.
Yes, I have. Cam's heard me.
Have you? Has he?
Yes.
I think he's done this
multiple times.
Don't you go to the Y?
Well, yeah, but you can come as a guest.
As a guest? Can't you go to the Y for free?
I think they have things that you can go for free. Like some people, I think. Like that's kind of the idea of them being a nonprofit. Like you have to show that you don't have any money. So, I mean, like, I don't know.
Well, what are you, like VIP level or?
You I just pay my membership.
I would work out with you. We could go work out.
Okay. Come whenever.
When do you go?
I usually go right after the show, but I know that you now, you know, you're a barkeep. So, like, if you need to go before the show, we can do that if you can wake up.
Before the show? That's a lot to
ask. Well,
I
mean, you're just not going to have time after the show if you work at 4.
I might get a lift in. I get enough steps in working the bar, so probably wouldn't be doing a lot of cardio.
Okay.
But
I mean, I usually – see, that's the thing is it's going to be hard to get –
Well, also, I'd have to come all the way out where you're
no,
at.
No, no, there's a Y over there near the bar. I'll go to that one. There's one right over there, like 5 minutes away from the bar.
The downtown? Where is
no,
that?
There's one. It's called, like, Cancellor, I think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, over there behind, like, the police station or whatever, and the bus station.
Well, yeah, but then you'd have to drive all the way over there.
I don't mind. We're friends. Not that far out of my way. This is going to end up with you saying, never mind.
How do I get involved? How do I?
Well, you let me know, and I'll tell my people, hey, I got a guest that wants to come try it out for a week. And if you like it, I'll add you to mine, and it'll be like $20 to add you.
That's all it costs?
If I add you to
mine. So is it not free? So it's not free?
No, it's not free. They want to make money.
But why is it not free if you said it is free for you have to be poor?
I do think you can like get discounted rates if you do not make a lot of money. I think that's like the idea. They're trying to be affordable to people who need.
Do you think I would qualify for the low income?
I don't know what the low income thing is. I don't know what it is. I don't know how low you have to make.
Do you think I'm low income? Am I the lowest income bracket?
I don't know. I would say no. The lowest would be zero. You make money. I don't think you would get free, but you might get discounted. You know, like the school lunches back in the day.
I didn't get discounted school lunches.
I think every school lunch should be free, honestly. I saw a group trying to do that, and I think it was Maryville. I think that's really nice. Cool.
They're Why should my dollars. Tax money go to feed children in need?
Well, that's what they were essentially saying. Like, all schools should have their lunch paid for because that's sometimes the only meal that kids get.
I pay for my kids' lunch. I ain't I paying like for this. Other kids' lunch just because like they're poor.
I don't like you do this country voice.
Well. 14, I do a lot of voices.
14 to 11.
Sure. Four yeah, L's in a row. I guess so. I guess, yeah.
Is that four L's in a row?
I guess the scoreboard, it is, you
Cody
know.
Cody McClure. Ooh.
Cody McFour losses in a row.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. I'll work that into headlines tomorrow. Cody McFour losses in a row at trivia.
Be sure you work in Cam asking you that question about this popular side
it
item at
sometimes.
McDonald's.
It's happened to me many times, and I get mad, too. I understand your frustration. I want to say I empathize with you because it's happened to me, too.
Can you give me a little credit for fighting, for clawing in that game, and immediately coming back with Lisbon, Portugal, yep. And Bogota, Colombia?
I didn't know those. I was going to say Istanbul for Portugal. That's how dumb I am.
Venus?
I didn't put – I will say I had my C performance, but that's the sign of a good team. I said that after the Pittsburgh game. If you can win with a C performance, you're a good trivia guy.
It was like Rams-Falcons.
Exactly.
It's all about who starts first.
Well,
this trivia.
When you win.
Well, the McDonald's question didn't go first.
Yeah, yeah. It It's all about strategy, and your strategy.
Well, you know, I used two McDonald's questions, and mine were significantly harder.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by the Graham Co. 25% off your Delta 8 needs with the promo code VOLS25. They want to hook you up because they love you. They love us. VOLS25, thegrahamco.com. It's 100% legal. Shipping is quick and discreet. Cam, keep an eye out. I got some coming your way. Nice. Thegrahamco.com. JL wants to know, did you not watch the news last year or recently when all those truckers went to Ottawa a couple months ago?
Yeah, it's a fair question, fair point.
I didn't watch the news. I didn't know.
I did know about the truckers in Canada, yeah. I guess I wasn't thinking about it. I probably should have got it. But
it's just hard to complain when you miss that. But let's play some Pump the Brakes. Cam, what do you got? Yeah,
it's hard to complain.
I got Japanese AI.
Cody McFarlane.
Pump your brakes, kid.
That's a good one.
Sounds like a McDonald's menu item.
It wouldn't be top 10 selling. What do you got?
A Japanese AI was given the personality of a teenager. It then promptly spiraled into suicidal depression.
Oh, nice.
And so this is just Japanese culture?
It's just, they just made an AI. I'm not sure exactly how this works because they're like talking about how they gave it a blog and it was basically talking like it had a real life and stuff like that.
So then it just began to hate life and thought that their existence was meaningless and that
hope and everybody was, hated them and
that hope
really
was
like,
futile, you know, and that things were only getting worse.
That's kind of how I feel about trivia. Do Japanese teens off themselves at the same rate as American teens?
I would say it's equal, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure there.
Have you ever looked at, like,
being a Japanese
Tokyo?
Teen, being a Japanese teen would be pretty tough just because, like, thinking that culture, like,
yeah, that cultural pressure, yeah.
Accomplish so much more.
Have you ever looked at Tokyo from the sky?
All I know is I just tried to type in and I spelled it J-A-P-E-N-S-E. That's who you just lost to in trivia.
Can you do something else for me? I want you to see this. Google Tokyo from the air.
Nope.
Why?
I'm Googling Japanese teen suicide rate right now.
They basically had to pull the plug on this program after 24 hours, so I guess it got its wish. But
in 2020, the suicide rate for minors is the highest ever in Japan.
Oh, geez.
The number of suicides by those under 20 rose 10% over the previous year. I don't really want to go in and get the exact numbers.
Apparently, Microsoft made one of these too, and it just became a racist.
It says it's nice. Lower than the
against
OECD
who?
Average, whatever that
against
is.
Which race? Or was it just generally
with dark skin?
Just generally a racist.
Yeah.
The AI stuff is pretty.
Look at how
I guess
cool.
It's a pretty good reflection of like society's
yeah.
Like how society like trends and like the stuff they I guess consume.
Will you please Google Tokyo from the air?
Yes.
I want you to see how cool it looks.
Let's see.
Have you ever looked at Tokyo? I think it would be maybe the coolest city in the world to visit.
Seems like Japan's doing okay.
I want to go there one day.
With the suicides.
My uncle's been before.
Just Tokyo from the sky. Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
and just go through the Google images and just look
at Tokyo.
T-O-K-Y-O. Do you know it's actually, by the way, it's Tokyo?
Yeah, it's how I say it, Tokyo.
We as Americans say Tokyo, but it's Tokyo.
We don't. I say Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, that's how we say it. We're
no, Tokyo.
Yeah, because we're cultured.
Oh.
I'm saying most people say Tokyo.
Tokyo.
I was over there in Tokyo at one of them whorehouses. But look at how big, just how massive, the vastness of
looks like New
Tokyo
York City.
As a city. It's bigger than New York City. It's almost two times the size of New York City.
I'm just saying that's what it looks like from the picture to me, though. Like, it looks
population,
like
it's
like what do you want
looks
me to
like
say?
L.A. Population-wise, it's almost twice as big as New York City.
There's a lot of people there. I get that.
Tokyo
I can't see
Metro.
That from the sky. I just see the buildings.
Tokyo Metro's 37.4 million.
But when I look at the from the sky view, it's just buildings. I don't see people.
Have you found an image that's like a vastness?
No, maybe I'm bad at Googling
from way back in the sky?
All I did was Google what you said, and I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed. Okay.
Much like I'm not impressed with your four straight trivia L's. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.